Welcome to Local Motion, KVNF's weekly public affairs program. I'm Jody Peterson. This week, we're talking about outdoor recreation and how Western Slope cities like Grand Junction and Montrose are working to expand that segment of their economies. More than two-thirds of Colorado residents enjoy some form of outdoor recreation. The most popular activities are camping, fishing, and trail sports such as biking and hiking. Today, we'll first hear from the president of Colorado Outdoors, a development along the Uncompahgre River in Montrose aiming to bring in outdoor recreation businesses. Then we'll talk to a director at the Grand Junction Economic Partnership about how his city is pursuing outdoors-oriented companies. Then we'll visit with the owner of one of those companies, Rocky Mounts. And finally, we'll speak with a woman who's helping Colorado Mesa University develop a new degree program in outdoor recreation studies. Each year, more than $2 billion is spent on outdoor recreation on the Western Slope, which is home to 240 outdoor-related businesses. The city of Montrose is hoping to entice more of those businesses with the Colorado Outdoors development. Colorado Outdoors and the Riverfront Park at Las Colonias in Grand Junction, which we'll discuss later in this program, are among the first Western Slope projects to capitalize on a new federal program called Opportunity Zones. These zones are meant to encourage investment in rural areas by giving investors a tax break. David Dragoo, president and founder of Colorado Outdoors, talks about the role of outdoor recreation in the national and local economy, and then about his new development.
The outdoor rec industry is such a driving force of our economy now. One good example of that is that, 2016, the Outdoor Rec Act passed, and now, legally, we have to be counted as the outdoor rec industry as part of the nation's GDP, or gross domestic product. And so what it's doing is bringing more attention to how these industries are and can affect small communities, big communities, and just all communities around the U.S. And so they have a big impact both, financially, but also, regionally with, what these businesses bring to small towns particularly.
So when you look at the nation's overall gross domestic product, or GDP, what share of that does outdoor recreation contribute?
I can give you kind of some high-level stats on total consumer spending, and it actually will surprise a lot of people. The outdoor rec industry is about just under $900 billion annually is spent in outdoor rec. And if you take gas and fuels, all the consumer spending, and you take all the consumer spending that's spent on pharmaceuticals, we actually exceed that when you combine those two. And I think that surprises most people. And so of that, just under $900 billion, about 20% of that is actually spent on gear, so things like apparel and footwear equipment. And then roughly 80% of that is spent on travel. So you're talking about lodging and fuel and airfare that are trying to get people to the places where they can enjoy the gear.
And so do you have any statistics about the size of the outdoor recreation industry in Colorado?
So I do. I've got some stats on what's spent annually, particularly on the Western Slope, and sort of how many people participate in those activities. So on just the Western Slope, there's about $2.2 billion is spent each year on the Western Slope alone, and about just over 240, almost 250 now, outdoor rec businesses call the Western Slope home. And so of that, the most popular things out here are camping, fishing, and trail sports. So you'll see a lot of companies that are moving here that sort of support those types of activities.
Can you tell me more about the Colorado Outdoors Project?
So the Colorado Outdoors Project is really a mixed-use project, and it's unique in that we get to combine elements of open space and river conservation and trails with really high-quality buildings and commercial and residential development. And it's primarily located on the northern end of Montrose, and it encompasses about a mile and a half of the Uncompahgre River. It's a beautiful setting.
So it's going to have kind of mixed use. There's going to be residential areas and some business offices.
Yeah, so the goal, or really the job of the project, if you will, is really to transform the Montrose area into a compelling destination for business. And so as we revitalize the area, improve the river, the goal will be to try to attract new businesses that want to relocate here that, bring high-paying jobs, obviously improve the river along with that, and then provide some quality workforce housing, for our local community as well.
So is Colorado Outdoors focusing on the outdoor recreation industries?
Part of it is, yes. And, part of it is because of where Montrose is. It's a great regional hub, and it's a big gateway or access point to most of the activities on the Western Slope and mainly around outdoor recreation. And so it's got a lot of great infrastructure in, and, you know, one example is 1 gig of fiber. And so what we're seeing is now, you know, outdoor, you know, rec industries historically have clustered where infrastructure is there to support them, like, you know, big cities. But now there's better infrastructure in smaller communities, and so they can cluster in areas that really legitimize their product and are places where their employees can afford to live. And what's great is, you know, at 5 o'clock after work, they're in their playground, right? They don't have to drive an hour. They're literally in their playground. That's a big attractive quality that we have is, you know, cost of living, and that we're living in the environment that we get to, you know, really enjoy.
So as our economy starts to shift away from fossil fuel extraction, we're starting to see an economic impact as well in the terms of job loss. Can outdoor recreation help make up for that?
You know, roughly 2/3 of the property on the Western Slope is public land. And so the idea that we get to diversify our economy is key, because those types of business, you know, really ebb and flow. And so if we have a lot of medium to smaller size outdoor rec industries, it really helps diversify. So if there's an economic change or you know, a downturn, I think communities can easier, you know, ride the wave of those changes when they diversify. So outdoor rec is just one industry, I think, that can help the Western Slope sort of, you know, maintain its economic viability.
And I understand your own business, Mayfly, which makes fly fishing gear, relocated to Montrose a few years ago, consolidating operations that had been in California, Colorado Springs, and Phoenix?
Obviously, you know, the Rocky Mountain region is really important, you know, to fishing. You know, that's primarily our business and a good portion of our customers here. But really, we wanted to be, you know, in a community that we could make a difference. And I think, you know, Montrose was a great fit for that. You know, Grand Junction is a great fit as well. You know, these communities here are very progressive with their recruiting new companies. You know, we've really been able to galvanize, you know, the city and the county on preserving, you know, the river corridor and you know, making it accessible to the community, improving it, you know, getting kids outside. You know, really what it's meant to Montrose is, you know, more trails, you know, cleaner water, more access to the river. And so for them, it's been a great thing. It's been a great public-private partnership that's, I think, going to really impact the community very positively here.
And that was David Dragoo of Colorado Outdoors. If you're just tuning in, this is Local Motion on KVNF, and I'm Jody Peterson. Next, I talked with Steve Josephic, Deputy Director at the Grand Junction Economic Partnership. I asked him why Grand Junction is pursuing developing the outdoor recreation industry.
The outdoor rec industry has been thriving and doing relatively well in Mesa County. And it's not, let's say, one of our legacy industries, but it's definitely making a big impact on our economy right now, especially as we start to see oil and natural gas hit a little bit more of a plateau as far as their growth goes. So while we would love to see the energy jobs grow and come back, we're starting to see a lot of those numbers shift over into the outdoor rec industry.
How does the outdoor rec industry compare to the oil and gas industry in terms of like number of jobs and overall economic impact?
You know, I'm not sure if we're ever going to see the identical numbers with the energy industry, but the fact of the matter is that there's a lot of displaced workers from that industry right now. And what we've seen is that they've been able to transfer over into the outdoor rec industry, especially the manufacturing side, quite seamlessly. And in the outdoor rec manufacturing world, you have your welders, your machinists, your engineers, a lot of the same positions that you're going to find in the energy industry. You might not see the same salaries, but what you are going to find is a stable and steady job that is not going to go through any boom or bust cycles.
So what is Grand Junction specifically doing to encourage outdoor recreation industries?
Well, the first thing we're doing is identifying the existing businesses that have been beating the streets and pounding the pavement for years out here. We have some incredible companies like Bonsai Design, Mountain Racing Products, DT Swiss, Leitner Poma, Loki, you name it. I can keep going on. I think the last time I counted, we had about 18 local outdoor business manufacturers, and some are just sales and distribution outfits, but the fact of the matter is that they're creating jobs and an impact in a specific industry. We've had a fairly strong push over the last 3 or 4 years with trying to recruit new businesses to Mesa County. The recruitment efforts that we're doing for Mesa County, we're really trying to focus on trails, quality of life, But aside from that, we actually have a very robust workforce in the area, and a lot of that has to do with Colorado Mesa University. They have programs that are focusing specifically on a lot of those attributes that the outdoor rec manufacturers are looking for. We're actually developing a brand new outdoor recreation industry program. Starting in 2021, we're going to have a program where we're going to have some graduates coming from this well-rounded outdoor rec program.
I understand Grand Junction is also developing a business and residential area kind of along the riverfront that would also be focused on outdoor industries.
Yes, it's super exciting. We have the riverfront at Las Colonias Park. It's about 120 acres of city-owned park, and about 8 acres on the eastern edge is going to be dedicated to light industrial manufacturing with a specific focus on outdoor recreation businesses. The outdoor industries that we're targeting for Las Colonias, they have a culture that really fits in well with the riverfront at Las Colonias. And these businesses and the people that they would employ really want to be outside. They want to be located on the shores of the Colorado River. And it really makes sense to be able to focus on businesses like that to populate a place like Riverfront at Las Colonias. We currently have two businesses that are going to be residing there. Rocky Mounts has already broken ground. And shortly after, we're going to have Bonsai Design, the manufacturer of ropes courses and aerial adventure courses and zip lines. So they're going to be operating there. And that leaves an available, I think it's about 8 pad sites left for other businesses that we're trying to recruit. I really think when a couple businesses are actually up and running and their project site has been developed, it's going to help to recruit other businesses in there.
And what are the other components of that? You mentioned there was also a park. Isn't there going to be like a kayak play area?
There sure is. Yeah. So adjacent to it is a 10,000 person amphitheater, which has been running for the last couple summers. And we've had some good shows there. And there's going to be a river recreation area with 2 play waves. And it's going to give us a chance to actually celebrate the Colorado River. So it's going to really help to change the whole look and feel of the downtown area and give us a river district that we've never actually had before. So it's really exciting. A short way downstream from Riverfront at Las Colonias is the Riverfront at Dos Rios. It's the second riverfront project that's happening on the Colorado River. So this is just going to be a second component, kind of like the other bookend to our new river district. But Dos Rios is going to be more of a much higher density aspect, so a bit more commercial, so office space with residential upstairs, some retail, restaurant, and maybe a little bit of light industrial thrown in there.
And then out towards Grand Mesa, I understand that there's also a mountain bike trail underway, the Palisade Plunge.
Yeah, the Palisade Plunge is another aspect of the outdoor rec industry, just a new development that we're really, really looking forward to. It's going to be a 30-plus mile run going from the top of the Grand Mesa and coming 6,000 vertical feet all the way down to the town of Palisade. And it's just been a huge partnership and collaboration between lots of different entities to get this project done. And it should be done sometime toward the end of this next year.
And so the idea with that is that it will also help attract tourists to Grand Junction?
Yeah, so there's not many trails and rides that are signature and as big as what the Palisade Plunge is going to be. It's going to take you several hours, depending on your riding ability, to complete the ride. And I really think it's going to be a big draw. It's going to help to put us on the map.
Are there plans for other types of expansion of, you know, mountain bike trails or other types of outdoor recreation around Grand Junction?
Yes, actually, right next to the Palisade Plunge, adjacent to it, is Powderhorn Mountain Resort. They have been building a couple new trails every year, so now Powderhorn Mountain Resort offers downhill mountain biking. A couple of years ago, they invested in doing a Grand Valley Strategic Trails Plan. So Mesa County, they actually stepped in and hired a strategic trails coordinator. And they're going to be taking a look at all of the different projects in the county and helping to prioritize them and securing funding for following through with a lot of these mountain biking initiatives. So just another thing that's really going to help to maintain our existing trail network because it's something that we want to make sure that they're not being overused or loved to death, so to speak. So everyone loves the trails in the area, but we really need to step forward to help with the protection, conservation, and the sustainable aspect of our trail system here.
What kind of shifts are you seeing in the outdoor recreation economy?
A big reason why we do focus so much on the outdoor rec economy is because in the past, outdoor rec has been considered relatively lower paying jobs. People see them as being like working in a gear shop or just not something that you can really make a solid living on or raise a family on. But we're seeing a big shift in that. If you are an outdoor recreation manufacturer and you're designing and manufacturing your own gear in the community, you are hiring engineers, designers, drafters, your machinists, your welders. So these are all high-paying, high-wage jobs in the area. So we're starting to see a shift in the whole mentality and just perception of the outdoor rec industry. They're definitely making a large impact in the area as far as just contributing to our economy.
And we just heard from Steve Josephic with the Grand Junction Economic Partnership as we discuss the growing outdoor recreation economy here on the Western Slope. You're listening to KVNF, and I'm Jody Peterson. Next, I spoke with Bobby Noyes, founder of Rocky Mounts, which makes bike and ski racks for cars. His company is constructing a new warehouse in Grand Junction at the riverfront at Las Colonias Park. I first asked Bobby why he recently decided to move his business out of Boulder on the Front Range.
It was really hard to run our business in Boulder. Boulder's really turned into a tech town. I'd been there for 27 years, and there's been an influx lately that's really driven up real estate prices. So the average house there is, you know, $1.2 million. The product we sell is big. We need a big warehouse. And in Boulder, the real estate's gotten so valuable, everything's worth more as luxury condominiums. So a lot of the warehousing is going away. The straw that broke the camel's back was we had put a full price offer in on some land in Louisville. Permit fees were going to be about $800,000, and it would be about a year to get through the process. And it was really not appealing. So when we met with the city of Grand Junction, city planner looked me in the eye and he said, "You give me a plan set, I'll give you approval in 45 days. And they did that. And then when we had our groundbreaking here in Grand Junction, 75 people showed up, the mayor spoke, and the city made us some shovels out of mountain bike forks. In the Front Range, it was basically like get in the back of the line and get your checkbook out. Here, the community was engaged and excited we were moving here. When it came down to permit fees for the building, it was about $27,000. I was sort of smirking as I wrote the check. It was $27,000, still a lot of money, but I was smirking as I was writing the check, thinking about my experiences in Louisville.
Why did you pick Grand Junction?
So I really wanted to stay in Colorado. I like the western side of the state. You know, we have 38% of the land and only 10% of the population. And I love the mountain biking out here. And if you had told me 3 years ago I'd be living in Grand Junction, Colorado, I'd tell you you're high. But once I started coming out here and realizing the beauty, it's a great place. And the other thing I really like is we have so much wide open land. People aren't competing for resources as much. So in Boulder, there was a high stress level. Real estate is so expensive. Everyone was competing for a finite amount. And we always had trouble growing the business because it's hard to have extra real estate in that town that you're not utilizing. So here we can have more real estate and we can grow the business because we're not pressured like we were in the Front Range. And Grand Junction is a natural appeal because we're on the rail and on the highway network. The transportation is really important for our business. We spend a lot of money on inbound and outbound freight. So we couldn't move to a community like, you know, Ridgeway would be difficult getting trucks in and out. It would really would wreak havoc on our freight costs. And the other thing is the real estate costs in Grand Junction were just a lot lower. And all our employees could live in town again. So when we started looking around, Grand Junction was the only place I found suitable in Colorado that fit our needs.
So let's talk about that new building that you're moving to, like where it is and what the bigger picture is there.
So the city of Grand Junction is trying to, you know, they've had a boom and bust cycle here with extraction, you know, originally with uranium and then shale, oil and gas. So they're trying to diversify the economy a little bit because in 82, when Exxon pulled out, it was devastating. And then in 2008, when all the oil prices busted, we had similar problems. Not we, it was them back then.
And you're pretty well versed in Grand Junction history for not being here long.
No, I was a history major in college and really want to know where the place has come from. So when I called this Robin Brown from the city of Grand Junction about potentially moving out here, she was very excited to meet with us. And she toured us all around, and we ended up going to Las Colonias 2 years ago. And I've got a lot of park construction experience, and I saw the plans they had for the park, what they were doing, and being able to put our building up almost in a public park, right on the Colorado River, is just a fantastic opportunity. So the great thing the city did was the prime real estate is really for the park and the public. And then there's sort of a spur that heads north from the river along the highway that's more industrial. There's an industrial area to the west of the park that's more suited for business instead of the public. So they decided to lease those lots and open them up to development for outdoor rec businesses. And it was led by Sarah and Thad Schrader from Bonsai Design. And it was their zipline company here in Grand Junction. And it was their brainchild for the business park. And then we were the first outsider to come into the park.
What made you choose moving to that business park versus any other warehouse space you could have picked in Junction?
You know, a lot of what we do for a business, it's not about making money, it's about lifestyle. And we really wanted a great place to go to work for our employees. You know, the stuff we had in our warehouse situation in Boulder wasn't that great. So we really wanted to put up a new building. And it was either looking at something, you know, in a dynamic park setting like Las Colonias or doing something out in an industrial area. We were paying a little bit more to do it in Las Colonias because of the settings, but we're willing to pay that price.
Okay. Is part of the appeal also that there are going to eventually be other outdoors-oriented businesses in that same area?
The things for us that really drove us was the recreation opportunities. The bike path from Palisade to the Utah border is 40 miles, and our building is right next to it. So we can go on some awesome bike rides, and then the city just built a connector to our Lunch Loop Trail system, so we can ride from our building to the Lunch Loops on a bike path, which is fantastic. And then we are also a stone's throw from the Colorado River. There's a boat ramp. We can go boating at lunchtime, after work, and float down the river, and it's a great place for balance between recreation and business.
It seems like Grand Junction, like as you were mentioning, is really kind of working on developing that outdoor recreation economy. But it's also going to be really hard to replace the jobs that were in the fossil fuel industries.
What's been happening is a lot of people are like me, where there's a lot of businesses that are being forced out of urban environments. You know, the country's been consolidating out of rural areas into urban areas, and Grand Junction's a natural landing place from people at the Front Range who are getting forced out. It's interesting, in Grand Junction, you hear about all this oil and gas, but you don't see it. You see a lot of the service industries here because it's the center, so you'll have, you know, Wells and Rifle and all over Western Colorado and Eastern Utah. And we're just the service center for it. So we don't see a lot of oil and gas, but we see a lot of that service economy to take care of the equipment. It's great for the economy. The jobs pay well. People are hard workers. And I think the two can coexist really well in this town.
I also want to ask kind of a question about the outdoor industry as a whole and the general direction that at least some of the larger companies have been taking towards advocacy. Is the activism end of things anywhere that Rocky Mounts goes?
So I've got to give a lot of props to Patagonia. You know, with Bear's Ears, they were the first guys to really kind of get on the Trump administration and given pushback, and they got a lot of followers from that. And in Grand Junction, we'll see a lot of the outdoor rec brands, you know, wanting to protect our natural resources as we do. The current administration has gone too far, and we're going to do our part. You know, we have 14 employees, so we are a small voice, but we are a voice, and we're working with our marketing department right now to promote that message more and work with our local partners to promote that message of being respectful to oil and gas, but protecting the resources and doing it in a managed and balanced way.
And that was Bobby Noyes of Rocky Mounts. Earlier in this program, you heard a mention of a new outdoor recreation studies degree being offered at Colorado Mesa University. The director of that program is Sarah Schrader, who's also the co-founder of Bonsai Design, which designs outdoor adventure courses. I asked Sarah to tell me more about the CMU program.
So the program rolls out in fall of 2020. It's a Bachelor of Science in Outdoor Recreation Industry Studies. And really, it's an interdisciplinary program that focuses on everything affecting the outdoor recreation industry. So we'll have business classes, policy classes, environmental science, geology, and biology classes, as well as a robust offering of outdoor rec classes, which includes outdoor industry business, community health and connectedness as it relates to the outdoor recreation industry, and a smattering of technical field classes, outdoor education, programming, a professional outdoor guide class, and some avalanche and swift water and high angle rescue classes.
What kind of jobs will students be prepared for when they graduate from this program?
This is a great program that sort of is a one size fits all. If somebody wants to go into business and innovation and entrepreneurship within the outdoor recreation industry, they'll have all the tools to start in that place. If they would like to go into parks, recreation, or tourism, this will have a good education to offer the skills needed to thrive in that workforce. I think the other most important thing is that right now in Colorado, the outdoor recreation industry is 10% of our gross domestic product. So there is a huge need for a workforce that has skills and talents in this industry. And so that's what we're trying to do, is really meet the needs of a growing industry and a growing economy in the state of Colorado and in the Rocky Mountain West.
Do you envision that there'll be like internships or some kind of partnership with the business community here for students?
Absolutely. We've already established, assembled an advisory council of CEOs and VPs in outdoor industry businesses, not only in the Grand Valley, but all over the state. And so we will be creating partnerships, internships, and capstone projects for our students to partner with these companies and help solve real-life problems within their companies, and also just create a network so that they have a place to launch after they graduate.
So do you have students already applying for this program?
We just got approval in the last few weeks. We have a lot of interest. The reception has been overwhelming, and so we are very excited about the interest. The outdoor program is the largest student-led organization on campus, and it's just a club that basically, an organization that basically takes students on outdoor trips and does a lot of fun adventures on weekends and during the summer and on breaks. And it also rents out gear to students that don't have access to gear. And that program has been really helpful to sort of feed this outdoor rec degree program. Those students are already passionate about being outside and pursuing their outdoor passions on the weekends. And so hopefully we'll have a lot of those students sign up for the degree.
In this program, you know, you'll be covering a lot of different aspects of outdoor recreation. Is the ethics and the impact of outdoor recreation also going to be part of the curriculum?
Yep, we will have at least a few policy classes about what is happening, not only from an environmental policy perspective, but a public policy perspective. So there will be an ethic of conservation and stewardship that will be taught in the program, as well as just what are the threats that we have to our public lands and how that affects our industry as a whole and how that affects our economy as well.
Let's also talk a little bit about the Outdoor Recreation Coalition and what that is.
So before I took this position as the program director at CMU for the new outdoor recreation degree, I started and grew a business here in Grand Junction, Bonsai Design. And we design and build aerial adventure parks all over the world, zipline tours, treetop canopy tours. We grew our business here. We started in 2005 and now have a pretty robust economic impact here. And there are other outdoor recreation manufacturing companies and service providers in our community. And so in 2015, we created a coalition of business owners that sort of got together and really tried to promote the outdoor industry as an economic driver. And we have been really successful in the fact that we've You know, I think 5 years ago, the outdoor rec industry wasn't sort of this mainstream thought process that people had when they thought about economy. And now it's really the foundation of a thriving economy here on the Western Slope. Because it doesn't just mean, you know, when we talk about the outdoor rec economy, we're not just talking about outdoor recreation manufacturers and service providers. We're also talking about the idea that in order to build a thriving economy, you have to have a great quality of life for the residents and the growing businesses and the young families. And to create this economy based in outdoor recreation really creates a healthy community as well, because you're connecting people together and you're getting them outside. And so really what we're seeing now is the reason why people are moving here and choosing to relocate their businesses or grow their businesses here or move their young families here is because of the access to the outdoors. You can get on your bike from your front door and be at a trail in 5 minutes. You can drive to Powderhorn in 45 minutes and be skiing. There's so much access here to trails, paddling the two rivers. We were really lucky, and I think that's really talking about that and using that as part of our brand here on the Western Slope is so important for our economy to thrive.
And that was Sarah Schrader with Colorado Mesa University. So, after a half an hour of listening to people talking about the outdoor recreation economy, my suggestion is to get outside yourself and enjoy a little bit of what makes Western Colorado such a great place to live. Go for a hike or a ski or a bike ride, maybe pack a picnic, do some bird watching, even just stroll around the neighborhood. And when you come back inside, you can join us on KVNF again. And you can find our programs at kvnf.org. This is Jody Peterson, and thanks for tuning in.